بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كانت الآخرة همه جعل الله غناه في قلبه وجمع له شمله وأتته الدنيا وهي راغمة، ومن كانت الدنيا همه إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers and friends in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن, that be careful, cautious of the firasa and the foresight of a Muslim. For the decisions of a Muslim and a mu'min are not based on temporary present situations and halat and conditions that he is experiencing. Rather, he is a very comprehensive person that takes lesson from the past, who lives in the moment but prepares for the future. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many walks, in many moments in the sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when things had transpired, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately drew the attention of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to akhirat. That as real as this world may seem, the reality is akhirat. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he met one Sahabi by the name of Harith bin Malik radiallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, كيف أصبحت يا Harith? Oh Harith, how are you this morning? Maybe we'll say Alhamdulillah, Shukr Alhamdulillah. Or if a person is a disbeliever, then he says that I'm fine today, I'm well, good morning. But what was the answer and response of this Sahabi? He says, Asbahtu mu'minan haqqan. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how am I this morning? I have genuine iman today. Today I can vouch for genuine iman that I have. True, real iman. Some said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةً فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ ذَلِكَ. Everything has to be backed with a dalil, with a proof. So furnish your proof. You claim to have genuine iman. What's the sign? What drives you to this claim? On what basis do you claim that you've got genuine iman? So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَزَّفَتْ نَفْسِي عَنِ الدُّنْيَا أَسْهَرْتُ لَيْلِي وَأَضْمَأْتُ نَهَارِي وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, long hours of the night are in the ibadah. I awaken the night, fasting during the day, as if the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality in front of me. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَزَاوَرُونَ فِيهَا وَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُ وَاءَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my every step of the day, as if Jannat and Jahannam are living messages in front of me. I can see the people of Jannah enjoying themselves. When I read through the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I hear your description of akhirat, then this is a living message for me. I can see this akhirat. I'm heading towards that akhirat. The example of every believer in this world is like a driver. easy for us to understand that person who's behind his steering wheel, then his focus of attention is ahead. He's looking ahead that what is coming ahead of him. Yes, for safety, maybe for overtaking, he's got rear view mirrors, he's got side mirrors, just to make sure no danger is approaching or he is not going in the lane of danger. So he watches the rear view mirrors now and then. The believer, what's ahead of us is akhirat. Our focus of attention has to be akhirat. What's going to happen when I pass away? How am I going to answer in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make the announcement, where will I be? What decision will be made regarding me? If I make this decision today, will that be in the interest of my akhirat or not? If I speak to a person in this manner, will it destroy my jannat or will it earn me the pleasure of Allah? So all the time we are focused on akhirat. Yes, the rear view mirrors are there. We have to look behind. We have to make sure that the needs and necessities of this dunya are taken care of. Make sure they have the necessities in life. We've got things at home. We are in a comfortable space. Our bills are paid. Yes. Those are all responsibilities that we all have to shoulder. We all have to pay those bills. But focus of attention is akhirat, towards the life that's coming in front of us. Umar Ithani, rahimahullah, the second Umar, amongst the rightly guided khulafa, he's counted, very pious, nutty sahabi, rahimahullah, in his staircase, leading to his upper rooms, there was one stair, that one was loose. So he was the Khalifa of the time. So they had come to him, O Umar, O Khalifa, can you please just repair this? We have to use another entrance. So he says, no repairing this broken step. This one, leave the step broken as is. It's a little bit loose. Leave it as is. You say, Khalifa, we've got the funds. Money is available. There's no issues. Why leave this one step as is loose? So he says, I want it loose, I want it to remind me when I'm going to cross Pul Sirat. That will I be able to balance myself or not? So every day I take that step and I'm reminded, O Umar, the day is to come, you'll have to cross the Sirat. That bridge, you have to make sure that your balance and you've got your deeds and your good deeds more than your bad deeds. And no bad deeds to account for, nothing to off balance you or to drop you or to chip you into Jahannam. That's the reason. After the battle of Khaybar, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was a very prosperous, it was a good expedition of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. A lot was gained by Sahaba radiallahu anhum. After the battle of Khaybar, Sahaba radiallahu anhum dealing with the booty, the spoils of war. So one Sahabi, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wallahi laqad rabihtu ribhan ma rabiha al-yawma ahadun mithlahu. No Sahabi, I guarantee, no Sahabi would have made the amount of profit I have made just this one day. One day, the amount of profit I've made with the booty and the spoils of war, no one can come close to that. So Nabi Sansin say, Wayhaq ma rabihta. Oh my Sahabi, woe to you. A claim, you're so happy, you're boastful, you're gleaning just with the fact that you made so much of profit today. What profit you made? Tell me, how much profit? He says, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mazilto abi'u wa abta'u. I continue trading, selling, purchasing, demanding, paying, collecting, delivering. Whole day I was busy. Hatta rabihtu thalatha mi'ati uqiyatin.
Until the Prophet for today was 12,000 dirhams, today roughly approximately 500,000 rand today. 480,000, approximately half a million rand in one day. Prophet. Prophet in one day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكَ بِخَيْرِ رَجُلٍ رَبِيحَ. I tell you someone who made more profit than you. He says, no, can't be. Someone who's got a better profit than me today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Rak'ataini ba'da salah. That person who made two rakats of nafal salah better than a half million then. Just two rakats of nafal salah. So we ask ourselves as Muslims, am I just doing what is my duty or am I earning the love of Allah? My duty is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two rakats of Jummah salah. My love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I read the sunnah. But my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the nawafil has to come into our lives. That as a Muslim, I will read my chah salah, my awabin salah, and all the different salah that are nafal. Our ustad that had come recently, and Principal Mullah Abdul Hamid sahab, damad barakatuh, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the shadow of these pious people above us for long. And he had cautioned us, and he says, ask anyone how many rakats of Isha Salah, he'll tell it to you. But ask ourselves, did I read so many? Did I read all of those extra nawafil also? For the Zuhr Salah, we know. But did I read all of those nawafil also? And for every Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that we read all of these nawafil, inshaAllah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this incident, immediately he drew the attention of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to something better, and that was towards Akhirat. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he was the governor of Sham. Remember they are leaving, he's leaving a barren land. Hijaz, the Arabian Peninsula, not so fertile, not so rich. So he left and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu anhum had sent him, he was in Sham, in the old Levant, and he was the Khalifa, or rather he was the governor of that area. Umar radiallahu anhu on his expedition, or his travel to Sham. So Umar radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa, he comes. He says, Abu Ubaidah, where's Abu Ubaidah? I want to meet him. So he says, no, Amir, our Amir and leader is en route, he's coming. So he says, MashaAllah, let's see how this Amir of this rich, fertile land comes. The Amir is coming with a camel that has, it has a saddle and it has a rope that is made from thin fiber. It's made from khajur fiber, something that is very insignificant and weak. So Umar radiallahu anhu looks at him and he's really taken aback. He's the Amir of this land, he governs this land, yet so simple in his outward appearance. But there is still some doubt, I want to visit his home. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Aba Ubaidah, I want to come home to visit. So he says, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, in some narrations, all due respect, please don't come home. He says, Dal mein kuch kala hai. Seems like something is wrong. I had some misgivings. Let's see, maybe it's reality. Maybe he's taking some funds, involved some intenders, whatever the case be. Let's go have a look at his house. Amirul Mu'mineen again, Abu Ubaidah, can I come home? He says, no. Please don't come. On the third request, Abu Ubaidah says, how long can I continue telling Amirul Mu'mineen no? He says, no problem, come home. So he goes to his house. Umar radiallahu anhu, in some narrations, he stands at the door. He looks, cursory glance at the entire house, just from the entrance, and he's reduced to tears. Oh Umar, why do you cry? He says, I see a sword and I see a shield. I see one plate and I see one cup. And that's the house of the governor of this fertile land. That the dunya has not entered his heart. He's ruling a rich land. But he's a ruler of it. That's just one title he holds to his name. But that hasn't entered his heart. Hasn't changed his approach in life. Hasn't changed the manner in which he is. Nothing has changed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain and say, one of the mu'jizas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he prepared such a band of followers, ardent lovers, that despite them ruling the then world, the world was in their hands. Never entered their hearts. That Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were not really interested in this in the dunya. Focus was akhirat. Yes, some of them were very rich. Amongst the ashara mubashara, how many businessmen? But that business did not stop them from acquiring, from earning the pleasure of Allah. Earning the title of being ashara mubashara. Earning the title of being a sahabi and a jannati. Each one of us, with our businesses, professions, we can become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When akhirat is in front. Nabi says, Man kanatil akhiratu hamma. That person whose worry and concern, that person whose worry and concern is akhirat, is worried, concerned all the time, akhirat. Then ja'alallahu ghinahu fi qalbihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts richness of heart. Meaning the little that he'll have, he will feel very content with it. Very happy. And wa jama'a lahu shamla. All the works or whatever responsibilities and errands he has for the day, Allah will just put it in front of him. In front of him. Wa atatu dunya wa hiya raghima. Dunya will come to him. Dunya will be following him. He is worried about akhirat. Dunya is like that shadow. It'll just walk behind him, coming towards him. But woman kanati dunya hamma. That person whose worry and concern is this dunya, acquisition, more, I lost, what happened, I need to double those figures. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that ja'alallahu faqrahu bayna aynayhi. Then poverty will be in front of you. No matter how much you get, you're still going to be like a poor man. You're still not going to feel that I've got enough. وَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just, all his errands and necessities and whatever needs to be done for the day will just be scattered around the world, scattered around the city or the world. Our Ustad gave us a very beautiful example. This is a person who's got a fowl run. He's got chickens, he's got fowls. So one is a person, he's got a handful of seeds. Or he's got maybe an ice cream container or a feeder, he's got the seeds in there. One is he takes it and he leaves it in front. So all the fowls will come and they eat from there. And one is a person takes that same feed and he sprinkles and he throws it around the whole fowl run, everywhere. So that person whose concern is akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all your affairs just come in front of you in the morning. Everything comes in front of your plate. Everything just works out. But that person whose worry and concern is this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him run from pillar to post. He just goes to the shop. Ish, I forgot the document. Then he's already running late for an appointment. Then he's late for the appointment, he has to wait for the next. And his whole life is helter-skelter. Because the focus of attention is incorrect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such worry and concern that our akhirat is in front of us all the time. One of the people in society, so he had mentioned one day there was a problem in his business, whatever, something was not going right. So he tried, he looked into his books, my zakat is right. Yeah, zakat is correct. Checked everything is fine. He just couldn't come to terms that what's not right in my life? How come this is not working out for me? Everything I know, my salah is correct, my sunnah in my life, everything. Eventually he realized, hey, for this week I haven't helped anyone. For today, this week, I haven't helped anyone. So he quickly goes, he buys some groceries, he takes it to a few houses that he's accustomed to going and visiting and seeing to their needs. He does all of that, and by the next day, he sees everything just opening up for him. Doors are just opening up. Things are getting sorted out. So he comes back and he says, Malana, shukar, sorted out. See, but what happened now? Contacts, what happened? He says, no. See, I forgot that one hadith. Then one hadith, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي. I wanted Allah to help me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ. Allah will help you if you help yourself, if you help the friends of Allah. Help the servants of Allah, Allah will help you. So I needed to help someone to earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person's worry and concern is akhirat, everything is akhirat. Two brothers, father passes away. So Mulana goes, one of our senior ulama, and they are discussing the distribution of the estates. So Mulana says, okay, everything is in order. This is G. We got the will, title deeds, everything. Mulana, everything above board. This is okay. So we don't have any problems with distribution. G, Mulana, no issues at all. One brother says, just one request I have. I've been in the business, I want the business. Whatever is the value, we'll take it at market related, and we can minus that from the estate. Other brother, you happy? No problem. He says, anything else? He says, no, nothing else. So one brother put his request. Other brother, what's your request? He says, ask him if he's got anything else. He says, no, 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 I don't have any other requests. So this other brother, the second one says, Mulana, if he wants that, I'm also got a request, and he has to say yes to my request. He says, okay. So what's your request? He says, mummy is staying with me, she will visit him. I'm not gonna share my rewards. Dunya he can take. Reward I'm not gonna share. Mummy is staying with me, she will visit him. Subhanallah. Recently one of our friends passed away. So it's the time now, lockdown, you can't travel, etc. So one of the brothers put on the chat. They put a very beautiful picture of Dubai. He says, boys, when we go in. So they all started, you know, putting something or the other. Okay, this time, that day. And they're talking about when the visa is going to open. How about we go via this country? You want to talk in. And what's his response? He says, at this time, Joburg seems far. At this time, Joburg seems far. So the friend responds and he tells him, he says, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're not talking about a buzruk. Yes, he's a friend of Allah. But what was his response? His response was, brothers, the tunnel is your grave. The light is Jannah. The tunnel is the grave. The light is Jannah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make our lives such that all the time our focus of attention is akhirat. Whatever I do, whatever I say must be in the betterment of my akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.